I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
In the depths of an Atlanta forest, a clash between activists and authorities ends in tragedy. I'm Matthew Scherr, and on my new podcast, We Came to the Forest, we expose the hidden truths behind a shootout that left one activist dead and countless lives forever changed. Binge all episodes of We Came to the Forest ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hey folks, it's Craig up here in the Space Bunker. We were supposed to be back from our winter solstice break this week, but unfortunately some real life stuff intervened. Details are on the Magic Tavern Facebook page. So we don't have a full transmission this week, but the sensors are picking up something I'm going to call a bonus transmission. So I'm going to patch that through. That'll tide you over, right? And we'll be back for real next week. Enjoy.
Knocky, knocky. Arnie? Psst, buddy, you awake? I'm gonna open the door. Arnie? Hey, buddy. Hey, bing bong. Rise and get wet. Rise and get wet.
He doesn't seem to be waking.
What are you doing here?
I've been watching Arnie sleep lately, so I can peer inside his mind and learn all his secrets.
Wow, you really blend in with the covers.
Thank you.
That blue duvet?
Yes.
Duvet? Is that the right comforter? Duvet? What's the difference?
You can have a duvet or a trivet or a quadvet, whatever you want.
What if you have a blue duvet? Would it be called a blue vet?
You could have a blue vet.
And what's the name of the guy who parks your cart? Like, if you go to a nice restaurant and you want to park your horse and carriage?
That's a valet.
And what's the difference between...
Arnie, wait, what are you guys doing in my room?
We're discussing the difference between a duvet and a valet.
I'm watching you sleep.
Oh, God. I can't go from zero to wordplay that fast. I was just asleep.
Wakey, wakey.
Guys,
spice potatoes and bakey.
Just let me sleep in a little bit. I was having such a nice dream.
It's time to do the nice dream. What do you have, the bins? Come on, get out of bed. We got to do the podcast.
Oh, is it podcast day?
Wait, what is this dream? You must share the secret of your dream.
Ooh, yeah, let's get
it. It could be the key that unlocks all of the battles we've been building up to.
Let's get those juicy, juicy dream tales.
Yes, yes.
You guys, stop perving up into my room.
Oh, gotta get those dream tales.
This pipe
dream
weed.
Tales.
Dream details. This dream tales.
This pipe weed isn't bothering you, is it?
Ugh, life is like a hurricane here in Pervburg.
Ooh, getting those dream tales. Ooh.
Look, I know we had a couple weeks off for winter solstice. I'm just kind of feeling kind of lazy and tired. I'm sorry.
We took a couple weeks off? What happened to those fun-ass podcasts we recorded?
Oh, they just weren't up to snuff.
But I sang all those songs.
Yeah, it was just wall-to-wall singing.
I thought they were some of our best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fizzle Von Pizzlewich came back.
Yeah, you know, I feel like if we're going to do more singing, we should just, like, prepare lyrics beforehand.
That doesn't make sense. We also had the Grinch on. He was so funny. Remember the Grinch?
Yeah, I think so.
Arnie, come on, you got to get out of bed, buddy. We actually won an award.
What? What's this?
We got an award. Somebody shoved an award through the portal.
Finally, it's been so long. What, is it, like, Apple Podcast, the promising podcast of the year, or...
No, I think it's just some dude who made us an award.
Oh.
It's a little plaque here. Let me read the... Well, it's actually a pretty big plaque. It says, hello, gang. I've done it again. Your mention of the previous award on the show inspired this prestigious honor and late-night impulse buy. Sincere thanks for the years of entertainment. You've earned more nonsensical awards than I could ever hope to purchase from confused engraving companies. Thanks for the window into Foon, Jared. And it says... Jared K. Anderson Choice Award, presented to Hello from the Magic Tavern, 2018 Award for the Best True Crime / Self-Help Podcast.
Oh, in special. Somebody gets us, finally.
Is that where we're housed, on Apple?
I don't think we can be housed in two different categories on Apple.
Well, then I would say True Crime. in special recognition of you literally asking me for this award. Did we ask him for the award?
He gave us that Best Butthole-Related Podcast Award a few years back, and when we lovingly threw it in the river underneath the tavern, we did mention that we hadn't gotten an award from him in the last couple of years.
Well, yeah. Thanks,
now,
Jared.
Now, is Jared K. Anderson the most famous person upon Earth?
Didn't you say there's a jeweler on Earth called Jared?
You went to Jared.
On Earth, what letter does KISS start with?
What letter does KISS start with?
K. Does every KISS begin with K?
Yeah. I wish I knew the song of the shadows on the wall.
Well, hold up. If you're going to sing a song, you better know the lyrics. Let's get those hammered out beforehand.
Let me write them down.
Okay.
See, guys, I'm in no shape to do an episode today.
Arnie, come on, buddy. You've been moping around.
I just actually just been enjoying sleeping in, and I keep wanting to go to bed.
You have all these bed sores.
Well, those aren't new.
Are you depressed?
I don't know. Is it depression if you just want to live in your dreams?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sounds like a pop song.
Can I ask, in your dreams, are you sleeping? Or are you up and about doing stuff?
I'm on Earth. I'm doing, like, normal everyday stuff. It's weird. It's, like, the exact opposite of being in a fantasy world.
What's normal?
Well, except that, yeah, it is the opposite, because I actually am doing things. I'm getting stuff done.
Oh, there you go.
Sometimes I do the dishes. I drive around, get groceries, take care of my daughter.
Phone.
That's not her name.
On Earth, how do you do dishes?
Yes, tell us the lascivious details.
Give us those sweet, salacious dishes.
I am not going to tell you the intricate details of how to do dishes, because I don't want people to know that I maybe, there's always some chance I'm doing them slightly wrong.
Ooh, dirty. Oh, nasty boy.
You're nasty.
Ooh, a little nasty boy, doing them dishes dirty.
Come on, wake up. We want to do the podcast.
We want to do the podcast.
How about this? We're getting so close to 100 episodes in season two, and that's usually when the shit hits the fan. Let's take this week to really, like, rest up and prepare and hit the ground running next week.
Why do the problems always happen at the exact same time? It seems formulaic.
I feel like it's like a Voldemort thing.
And how are you shitting that it always hits the fan? I've drawn you many diagrams, buddy. You have to sit down on the box.
Nope, not for me. Don't try to box in my standing and shitting.
You always shit outside the box.
That's true.
All right, if you don't want to do the podcast, how about this? We all go take voice lessons.
Ooh,
so we can sing.
I want to do voices. I'm a chunt. Wait, I should probably change my name if I'm going to do a voice.
My name is Michael Sullivan, and I live three houses down in a little ranch-style house. My wife's name is Barbara, and we raise cats and horses.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You know what? Chunt, take this microphone. Both of them. Take mine.
Okay.
Take mine and yours. And just go ahead, walk around, do that character for a while. I'm going to go back to bed.
Well, maybe Michael Sullivan will host this podcast. Hello from the Magic Tavern. My name is Michael Sullivan, and this morning I fell through a portal in my ranch house where I raise cats and horses with my wife, Barbara. And I'm joined, as always, by my wacky cousin who lives in the basement, Kyle.
I'm Kyle. I'm wacky, and oh, how I live in the basement.
Kyle.
Wait, give me this other mic.
God damn it, Arnie.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I feel like we're getting dangerously close to being beyond bonus scene length. And then if we don't do an episode but do a really long bonus scene, then it doesn't seem like something went wrong and we needed to skip a week. It seems like we're just dicks. We're just dicks that didn't have like five more minutes.
You didn't like Kyle.
Yeah. Do you have any feedback for us?
Oh, who's Kyle?
Kyle is the wacky cousin who lives in the basement.
Oh. Maybe there's a place behind the paywall for Kyle and Michael.
What's this paywall you always talk about? Why do we want to get behind it? I think we shouldn't get behind it.
I think we should consider being behind it. I think there are certain characters that could go even further. They
can I
go
say something else,
wall.
Too? Can I say something else, too?
Sure.
What's with all these ads?
Which ones?
Like, do we need to make money? Can't we just live off the enjoyment of doing something? Can't we just eat enjoyment?
We make money?
Can't we pay rent with enjoyment?
Chunt.
What?
Don't talk about the money we make doing ads.
We make money?
Usador.
I thought those ads were just for fun.
They are. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
All right. That's fine.
Anyway,
let's do one of our fun ads. Usador, why don't you do, here's an ad we have for doors.
Gentle listener, do you ever find yourself inside four walls with a hole in it where any fool can enter and kill you while you sleep? If so, buy a door.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Go to www.door.com/magic.
.door.com. Wait, which?
What did I say?
No, that's right. Somehow I thought, never mind. I thought there was something funny going on in there extra that wasn't there. It was just my mind.
Wait, if there's something
confused.
Funny going on, let's do it.
I somehow thought the dot was spelled out, but I'm like, nope, there would be a dot there.
www.door.com.
Are there places called like .com? There's got to be. www.door.com.
The internet's an earth thing. .com.
Yeah. I'm going back to bed.
Could a man ever be named.com?
I'm not going to engage anymore. I'm asleep.
Arnie, wake up.
I'm asleep.
Wakey, wakey uppy.
This is not going to accidentally
Arnie,
turn into a full episode.
Go giddy breathy. Go giddy breathy. What was that? Arnie just growled.
I snore like a tiger.
Oh, this
tiger.
Is his character. Arnie's going to do his character. So we have Michael Sullivan. We have Kyle lives in the basement. Mm-hmm. Arnie, here's your character. Here you go. Take both mics. I mean, I'm not thrilled with it, but if that's your choice, then I'll support it. Arnie? Usador, yes. Arnie's pretending to be asleep.
Convincing sounding, mumbling in my sleep noises.
This is fascinating.
Let's give him a tattoo.
Yes.
Okay, let me just start engraving.
With a knife?
Hey everybody, we have some exciting news that we want to share. If you want to go on an adventure with Generation Y, we'd love for you to join us. January 26th through the 30th, 2026, we'll be sailing from Miami to the Bahamas on Wondery's first ever true crime cruise aboard the Norwegian Joy. Aaron and I will be there to chat, hang out, dive into all things true crime, and we're thrilled to be joined by some familiar voices in the true crime podcasting world. Surti and Hannah from Red Handed, Sashi and Sarah from Scamfluencers, and Carl Miller from Kill List. Super excited to hang out with them too. We got some cool activities, interactive mysteries we can solve, testing our forensic skills with a blood spatter expert, and so much more. So for some sun, fun, and just the right amount of mystery solving, come join us.
Ready to jump on this seriously epic adventure? Book your cabin right now at exhibitseacruise.com.